Hello?
Hey, is this Steven?
Yes.
Hey, Steven, this is Zach. You had reached out about your property on Turtle Creek Drive.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm pretty familiar with the area. I got some properties off that Ridgeway Parkway, Ridgefield Parkway, excuse me. I was just seeing if maybe we could maybe work something out with yours, and if so, great. If not, that's okay too.
Yeah, that sounds good. What are you thinking?
I just kind of wanted to see what's got you really interested in selling in the first place, because obviously, the area, it's a pretty good area. I didn't know, what.
I guess I'm just tired of keeping it. I don't really need it. I've got the renters in there, but I just don't need it anymore. I'm moving on to different things. It's kind of plain and simple. I just kind of, a bunch of my friends got rid of a lot of their properties,
Right.
and we're just moving on to different stuff.
Right. Now that's a 2-2 as well, right?
That's a what?
Your property is a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
Yeah. 2 bedroom, 2 bathroom. Got a new air condition in it.
980 square feet.
One of the bathrooms is basically brand new.
Right.
Yeah, it's in good shape.
What is it written for, if you don't mind me asking?
I've got them in there for around $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Which, I mean, obviously that could be a whole lot more, as we both know.
Yeah. Okay. What's the HO or what's the, the fees monthly?
It's like 200 a month.
Okay.
And they've been pretty low with that.
What does that include?
Pretty much everything. I mean, you got to pay for your own electricity, but other than that, it covers everything. It covers all the, outside, the trash, pretty much
Water.
everything. I mean,
Water.
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Your tenants know that you're gonna, looking to sell it?
No, I haven't alerted them yet because if I get what I want for it, they'll be fine. You'll either let them stay in there or they'll have the amount of days to get out. Both of them have plenty of money, so they're just there for kind of for convenience for themselves too, because they haven't really made up their mind of what they're going to do. But they have big incomes, so they can move on as well. I'm
Right.
not going to worry about them too much because everybody's got to do their own thing.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and I'm doing a lot of running up and down the road between me and you. I mean, I don't like to get too personal, but I'm doing a lot with my parents. They're getting older. They live in Danville, so I'm back and forth a lot. So I just don't really need the aggravation. They've got a house there in Danville I'm trying to take care of for them. And it's a good size house, so it's a lot of extra work on me to try to. I just want to kind of clean the plate, so to speak.
Right. When's the last time that you did any updates on it?
Well, I mean, it just got the new air conditioner. Everything else is basically the same, but I did a lot of stuff when I originally bought it, fixed ceilings and put in hurricane shutters and all that. I mean,
Right.
it's you know it was good to go. I mean,
Because I
it
think it was
doesn't
built in 87, if I don't if I recall.
something like that. Yeah.
Have you owned it since then? Are you the first owner?
No, I wasn't the first owner. I think I was probably the second one. I think I bought it in like 2000.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. And okay. Awesome. I'm definitely interested in it, You know, that you know, obviously that rent is low. You know, compared to what you could get, you know, if it's, you know, dressed up appropriately.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't even have to dress it up. You could still get mold because of where you're at in that area. It's just, you know, they've been in there, they're good, they pay on time. I didn't want to rock the boat.
Okay. And what,
So,
I mean, what's your timeline? What, are you looking to get rid of it yesterday, or what are you at?
not quite yesterday, but I'm, you know, this is like the first phone call I've made about it. I'm trying to kind of noodle through it, you know, think about it kind of this week and then make a decision on it. So not right this second, but you know, give you some time to nestle with it and give me a little time to nestle with it. And then, you know, we get our numbers in a row and see what's up.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I buy properties, I buy about 20 a month, something like that. So, you know, I'm quite familiar with it, in that whole area, and
Yeah, it's a good little area, no doubt about it.
right. I mean, have you considered what you would even want for something like this?
Well, I mean, I know what they go for over there, so yeah, I mean, the guy that I was talking to before, you know, he shot me that email. I mean, I'm looking, you know, the last few that I saw that were sold there were 230s, 240s, somewhere in that range. Now, obviously, you know, we're not listing it. We're not putting it with Clayton Getz or anything like that. We're skipping all those steps. So I'm looking, you know, around the $200,000 range.
Okay. I mean, like you said, you know, you're not ready to do anything today anyway.
Not today, but yeah, we, you know, we're, I'm kind of getting close. I wanted to feel somebody out, and I wanted to, you guys actually sent me a text. It just was one of those timing things. You know, I had been thinking about it. You sent the text. The person responded well over the text, sounded professional. And I thought, well, you know, let me talk to these guys because they sound like they kind of own the ball. Most of the time, I don't fool with people that just text randomly.
Sure.
But this, whoever you got over there texting, you know, they didn't act like a, I don't know, chop shop or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? It was professional, and you're professional too. When I'm talking to you, you sound like you know what you're talking about. If you didn't, I would have just hung up the phone.
I appreciate that.
So you don't sound like a guy, you know, trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat or anything, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm no magician, that's for sure. So, I mean, you know, I appreciate what you said, Stephen. I think, you know, what would be appropriate is, you know, since you're not ready right this second, you know, I don't think we'd be far off, but you know, since you're not ready, and I think maybe we'll just table a conversation, and you know, 'cause I actively buy, you know, and I don't like to give commitments out, you know, because
I understand that completely. I understand that completely. So, can we do this then? Let me settle with it a little bit more. Do you have my email, the WT944Tolliver@gmail.com? You have that, right?
Let me see. Give me it one more time.
It's I gave it to the other person that texted, but I'm gonna give it to you as well. It's WT944 Tolliver, TOLLIVER. So I'll say one more time, WT.
WT944TOLLIVER
Correct.
at
Gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. So I got your email.
All right. Can you send me your information right now from the email? So I have your phone number, have your email, everything. Because I've got just this number on the phone. I kind of want it all if I can get it.
Okay. Let me just send it to you.
All right. That's perfect. And then, you know, I'll do a little talking and we'll come up with something.
So I just sent you a text message. Did you get the text?
Okay, I didn't get any text.
Let me make sure you got it.
Man, it's definitely fall out here. This stuff's stopping me up. Can't say two words without sniffling.
That's right. All right, let's see. All right. Did you get that email?
Hang on. Let me see if I got it. Hold on.
Yep.
I don't have anything coming through yet. It's probably because I'm on the phone with you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call. How about I give you a call? You want me to give you a call tomorrow or something?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Let's do that. And this is your number, though, the one you call me on, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm sure, like I said, it'll pop through once I get off the phone. I probably can't get the email at the same time on the phone with you. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. You know
yeah.
how.
What time do you want me to give you a call? About 10 a.m.?
Let's see. Tomorrow. Oh, you know what? Tomorrow is my wife's birthday. Can you call me Friday instead?
I'll call you Friday at 10 a.m. How about that?
10 a.m. That's fine. Yeah, I forgot about the birthday thing. I'm glad I was talking to you about that. It reminded me. You know, all the men are late. We got to go out and get something.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah, Friday is perfect. So, and I got this, and hopefully the email will come through and we're good to go.
Okay, brother. Sounds good.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yes, Steven. No problem.
All righty. Bye.